Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Shin Ches. We are up to Sif Mem Vav, the last line on page 220. The Mechaber says in Sif Mem Vav, Osir Loseis Tachas Atzilov Zera Hatoloim Shausen Hameshi. The Shulchan Aruch tells us it's usher to carry in one's armpit, under one's arm, the seed of the worms that make the silk. So the silkworm seeds are usher to carry under your arm. Mipnei sha'usher betotal. Number one is their mukta, and therefore you can't carry them. Vod, and furthermore, shehu molad b'chumol. The worm actually becomes born from the heat that you give off from your body. Says the Mishavura, beginning in Sivkotan Kufnantes, Bechumo, Rotzalomar means to say, Shal Yidei HaChom, Yotzma Talo Min Azera. Because of the body heat that you give off when you have it under your arm, the worms come out of the seed. The Afal Gav De'ein L'chavin L'zeh, even though that is not your kavana, Mikomokom Psikreshahu, still it's a Psikreshah that's going to happen, Umalachas Malshevesu, and it's also a Malachas Malsheves. Says the Mechaber Vaitasiv Mem Zayin, Yesh Osrim Litaltel Beged Shatnis. There are those who say it is usher to move a garment that has shatnis in it. V'yesh Matirim, and there are those who are matir. Says the Mishabura Sivkotan Kuf Samich. There are those who say it's usher to move a beged of shatnis. Mipnei sha usher lulovsho umuktsahu. Since you're not allowed to wear it, therefore it's mukta. V'afil v'tara gufo umukomo usher. And therefore it's not a klisha malatu l'isser. It's like mutsa machmas gufo, and therefore you can't move it even l'tara gufo or l'tara mukomo. If you look at note number 168, he points out, why are you saying there's no use? L'maisa, you can use it for your animal, you can use it for a guy. So long that it's standing to be used, possibly in a mutatic way for Yisrael. For example, you're going to be able to pull out the strings that are asering. So you would never use your garment. You're going to get the linen out. You're going to have a regular wool garment, so you would never use it for an animal or for a goy. Ukedin basar chay she'ein anos no leklovim. Just like a case of raw meat, that you're not going to give it to animals if it's going to be fit for humans. L'shita samagin avram shuhuvel els of katan kufchav zayin, like we saw in the magin avram earlier. Achein beget shemu'urav kulo b'shatnes. However, a garment that's in fact loaded up with shatnes, ba'ofen she'efsher lahotzi menu asachutim hasurim, in such a way that you're not able to pull out the strings that are usher, so kasav shom she'enu muktzah, there wouldn't be muktzah, mishum she'rayhu lebehemu lanachri, because then it's fit for an animal or for a guy. So what comes out is the more strict the shatnes is, the more mutter the garment is. If it's so much shatnes in it, you're not going to be able to fix it up. So it's taka fit for an animal, it's fit for a guy, and therefore it wouldn't be muktza. But if it's only a little bit of shatnes, you possibly can pull it out, so then it would be muktza because it's only for a person, and you, the Yisrael, have no use for it right now. That is the first shita that says a beggar that is shatnes is going to be usr. The Mishabura continues in Sifkat and Kuf Samach Aleph Yesh Matirin. Some say a beggar that is shatnes is mutter. Shemikomokom malbushu. Lamaisa, it's a garment. V'toras kli alav. It has a din of a kli. And therefore, it's not mukta. V'ha ikir kasvara harishona. The ikir shita is shita number one, that it is mukta. V'al kain, and therefore, mashkono shal enam yehudim asu otatul and mashabis. If you have as a collateral from a guy, a garment in your house, you're not allowed to move it on Shabbos, because we have to be concerned that it has shatnes. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Memches, Mutter l'taltel menifa b'Shabbos l'havriach hazvuvim. You're allowed to move some kind of fan on Shabbos to chase away the flies. Says the Mishabura Sif Katan Kosam Abiz, Kikol klishim alatul isr, like any other case of klishim alatul isr, the mutter l'taltel l'otzar gufa, that you're allowed to move it for a heterodic use, which is to chase away the zvuvim. Look what we said earlier in Sivchav Gimel. If you look at note number 169, he brings down a strong question from the Shevet HaLevi, Madua ein dina shel manif hazuk a klishim lato leheter? Why isn't this fan considered a klishim lato leheter? Sherei miyuedes hi lavrias zvuvim. It's made to chase away the flies, so therefore, why is that considered a klishim lato leheter that you're using letzarach gufo to chase away the flies? That's the purpose of the fan, and therefore it should be considered, for Efra Vazner, as a klishim lato leheter. Ukefisha mashma b'shulchan aruch le'el, like the mashmos of the Mechaber earlier. Who besefer Oznidbru beer, the Oznidbru explains, Shemeduber b'menifam yu'edes b'imos achol laharog bo zvuvim. We're talking about a fan that's really used during the week, b'ikr, to kill the flies. V'lochein el shevesik el kli shemalata l'isra. That's how we can explain over here, that it's kli shemalata l'isra, it's normally used for killing the zvuvim. You want to use it for a heterodic views. That's considered l'tzar gufo, and that's why it would be a kli shemalata l'isra. Continues the mechaber v'aiter sif memtes. A broom that is used for sweeping the ground is mutter to be moved. It's not mukta. Says the Mishabura, if katan kosam a gimel, it's so not mukta that you can move it afilu mechamel itself. You can even move it from the sun to the shade for protection. V'hamachaber ozel l'shitaso. This Shulchan Aruch is going l'shitaso. The sphere that he holds in Siman Shin Lamed Zayin Sebeis, the mutter l'chabed karka hamerutzav. Shulchan Aruch holds you are allowed to sweep a tiled floor. In kenu bechlak kishmat al heter, memela it's a kishmat al heter, and that's why you're allowed to move it. Not only tzar gufo tzar makomo, but even mechamel itzel. Aval ufima shepasak haramah sham. But according to what the Ramah passes over there, that filu merutz of aser, that even a tiled floor, it's aser to sweep. So im kain hu bechal klishmat al iser, then in fact it would be a klishmat al iser. Ve'ein letal to lokiim letzar gufo makomo, and you wouldn't be allowed to move it unless it is letzar gufo letzar makomo. If you look at note number 170, he points out, Bismanenu nowadays, Sherov Bate Hir Murutzafim, that most of the houses, if not all the houses in the city, are really tiled. So Rav Nissen Kirill, it says, Shemitateya Einu Mukta, that a broom is not Bechlal Mukta. Shemavur Bibir Alocha Lekamon, Shebeofenze Ein Isra Letateya Sabayas. In this case, you're allowed to sweep the house, and Mamela nowadays, the broom is absolutely not Mukta. Says the Mechaber Vaitesif Nun. Harashba Matir Letaltel Hides the Rolob. The Rashba allows one to move the telescope on Shabbos. V'chein sifrei hachachmos, and so too books that have wisdom in them. Uladas haRambam yesh lehistapik b'davar. However, according to the Rambam, this is a doubtful din. Says the Mishabura, if katan kufzam adal uladas haRambam, it's a safik. Hainu. That means to say, Masher Kosev Le'el B'Simin Shin Zayin Sif Yud Zayin the Oser Lumul B'Shabbos B'Sifrei hachachmos v'chein l'habe b'itzaralub. That which the Rambam says is also to learn on Shabbos Sifrei Chachma, and it's also to look through the astralob who kli shechozim b'kochavim. This is an instrument that we look at stars with. So efshar d'lididei hu adin da'asur mitotel. So if these things are not allowed to be read and not allowed to be looked through, so then it's very likely to consider them asur b'tiltel at their muktzah. V'ayim b'bir ha'grosh edaitu da'afilu la'rambam mutter b'tiltel. The Gros says that according to the Rambam, they're still mutter b'tiltel. That means asur gufo tzarch makomo. V'gam b'inyan limur mitzadeh k'shitas ha'rashba. The Gros also comes out in terms of learning the Sifrei Chochma on Shabbos like the Rashba that is lenient. V'ayim mashek asavnu le'el b'simin shin zayin sif yud zayin. Continues the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Nun Aleph. Masha Mora al Hashos, that which teaches us the time, Shekorin Irilozo, Bein Shehu Shel Chol, Bein Shehu Shel Menache, whether it's made out of sand, it's like an hourglass, or it's made out of another material, Yesh Lehistapik Imutter Letaltolo, there is what to be doubtful about if it's allowed to be moved or if it's mukta, Ukfar Poshet HaMinog Lesser. And the Ramah says the Minog has already evolved that it is Aser to move. Says the Mishaburus, if katan kusa mechei shel chol, it's from sand. Hu kli shememalim bo chol, it's like an hourglass, it's a kli that you fill up with sand. V'hachol yotze derech nekev mitachtiso. And then the sand goes out through a hole on the bottom. V'asuya kavin kavin l'sharbo ashos, it has markings on the bottom part where it marks off the time that passed. Sipkoton kusam b'chav shomin acher, or if it's not made out of sand, but this thing that tells the time is made out of something else, kigon shu osri chulios chulios. For example, it's made from different sections, lahakir bo hashos, to recognize the hours, kashatzelm lagia la'ezo chulya, where the shade comes to a certain section. So it's like a sundial. So yesh lehistapik, sipkoton kusam b'chav, there is what to be doubtful if it's mukts or not. The dummy lemedidas has manu atzel. It's like measuring time or shade. V'havi beklal kli shel melato iser, and therefore very likely it's included in the category of kli shel melato iser. The medida b'shabbos aser k'sheinu shel mitzvah, because measuring on Shabbos is forbidden if it's not for a mitzvah purpose. V'afilim hu lo med al yodo, even if it helps you be able to learn mikomoko ikra medida einu shel mitzvah. But lemaisa, the measuring of the time is not itself a mitzvah. However, because it's tzarach lo legufo umakomo, but if you need it, legufo umakomo, bevada ishar, there for sure it's mutter, because at most it would be a klishmat al-isr, the ha-kli, because lamaisa it is a kli. Sivkoton kusam l'ches. Last sort, we said the minhag is to aser it. Ubezeger shalonu yesh l'hatir. Our watches are mutter to move. V'dafka ketanim shekorin tashenhur. Dafka, the ones that are small, that are a shown kiss, they're pocket watches. Aval hagedolim shekorin vandhur. But the bigger ones that are called a wall clock, osel talta, those can't be moved. V'afilu osam klishos ha'umdim b'teva la'karka. Even those clocks that are standing on a box on the ground, yesh lahachmir b'tiltul im lo l'tzarach makomo. You want to be machmir not to move them unless it is l'tzarach makomo. Now there are a few very important notes here with very practical applications. We'll start with note number 173. We said in the Mishabura that our watches are mutter to move. Ubetama dover. Note 173 says, the reason for this, writes Hagon HaShon Zaman Orbach, Sheshone Sha'on HaMatzui B'Yameinu Mishon Chol. Our watches are different than hourglasses. Shal Pirov Lohayu Mishtam Shimbo Kiim B'Shas Asiyos Eizu Malacha. They used to use hourglasses to count the time of a certain malacha they were doing. U'mishom kach ha'yonechshav kekli ha'asui l'medidas inyonim shel chol. And therefore, those kelim were considered kelim that were made for measuring weekday activities. Which is not the case. Our watches, hamishamish liyadiyas hashoah bilvad, our watches are just made to tell time. And therefore, says Rosh Hashanah, like the Mishabura says, our watches are not muktzah. Note number 174. So we said that we could only be matir, the pocket watches. Says 174, v'chein sha'on ma'orer, so too an alarm clock. Says Rav Yashiv, she'eno muktzah. V'chein das, I'm going to do this in Karelet, she'mutru l'tatulo mipnei she'nasa l'kach, it's made for this purpose. V'hosef, and he adds on, she'af b'beis ha'chazonish, ha'yun nehogin l'tatulo. Even in the house of the chazonish, they were knowing to move alarm clocks. V'shon yad she'yesh bo kaftorim lahadlokas noro ol hafalas mecheshbun v'kadome. A watch that has buttons on it that turn on a light, or that are a calculator. So the Erlitz Zion writes, Shim eino ragil l'shtamesh b'kaftorim elu b'masachol. If you don't usually use the buttons during the week, mutter la'ondo b'shabbos, you can wear the watch on Shabbos. Ulam, however, im ragil l'shtamesh, if you normally use the buttons, which are obviously forbidden on Shabbos, yesh locho shem yishkach. We have to be concerned that you might forget, v'yilchatz aleim b'shabbos, and you might press them on Shabbos, and therefore, v'ein la'ondo, you shouldn't wear them. Rav Moshe writes, Shem choshe shem yilchatz ala kaftorim, if you're afraid you might press the buttons, mutav shiyosim aleim kisui o heker, you should put on the button some kind of covering or some kind of sign, v'chein das agonah shalom azam n'erbach, and Rav Yashiv below heker shal kri chaschud ala kaftorim, ein la'ondo, that one should not wear a watch that has buttons on it that are not allowed to be pressed unless there is some siman on it to remind you not to press them. Note number 175 is saying that the clocks that are on the wall, those are muktzah. Hubetam adover kosva chazanish. Sha'af al pi she'ein ledin ze makor nochum gemara. Even though there is no source in the gemara for this din, mikomo kom yeish lefare shadoma sha'un zeluner. Says the Chazon Ish, we can compare this case of the clock on the wall like a candle. Shekevan shekovim lo mokom b'oven kavua, since we set up for it a place, a permanent place, v'ein metaltun osomim mokomo, we don't move it from its place, nechshahu kumukta, that makes a mukta. V'chein das agonav v'yashiv, that's why a clock on the wall, it's set in its place, it's not moved from there, that's mukta. V'chein t'muna hatlu yalakir, so to a picture that's on the wall, and this in Karel it says, shu mukta hi me'atam anal, for the same reason, a picture on the wall is mukta. V'hosav and he adds on, she'im nafla aser la'rima, so much so that the picture falls, you can't pick it up. Afilu im yesh v'psukim v'kadoma, even if there are psukim on it. Rather, you should cover it or move it as tiltum minatzar, which we'll discuss shortly, in order to prevent the disgrace of the psukim that are on the floor. Achen, however, Rav Moshe writes, Sheshaon utmuno shekavu lahem makom. We continue in the back of the Sefer on page 35. A watch, a clock, or a picture that you set a place for it, bakir, eina mukta, it is not mukta. Mipnei shalo talu osam sham elulana, you only hung it on the wall for beauty. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, it would not make it mukta. Back to the Mechaber, we have one more sif in the simon, and that is sif nun beis. Mukta la ashirim have a mukta something that's muktzah for a wealthy person is muktzah. So even though it's something that is pushed aside for the usher, who, as we'll see, is the owner, so that makes it usher for the aniyim to move it as well, even though that item they might normally want to use. Says the Mishaburah, Sivkoton Kuf Samechtes. Muktzah la'ashir matzaloma shu davar shu garua be'inei ha'ashir. We're talking about something that's it's a little below the covet of an usher. Ve'ein darkom lehishtamish bo machmas ushram. And it's something they don't normally use because of their wealth. U'maktzim osam midaitim. And therefore they put it out of their minds. Kigon sharei matlonio shein pechusim mishol shetfachim al shol shetfachim. Like we learned earlier, the remnants of worn-out garments that are smaller than 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, delochazian rak la'aniyim, le'eza talai velo la'ashirim, those things are really only fit for an ani to use as a patch, but they're not fit for ashirim at all. Al-kein ne'asar la'ashirim apetotol, therefore it becomes asar to the ashirim, even to move its muksa. Sivkotun kuf ayin, and therefore even for aniyim they can't move it. Shekvar hukta midaitu shabal bayis ha'ashir. If the bal bayis is an ashir, it's less than 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim or any other item that's below his covered level to be using, so his matzah midaitu is mukta for him. So in meilu it's mukta for the aniyim as well. Ve'ein chiluk bein aniyim shebebeiso bein aniyim shechutz lebeiso. It doesn't matter if the ani is part of his household or it's outside of his household. Da'azlin and basar mishu bailo. If we go after the owner, if the owner is an ashir, it's mukta. That which we said earlier in Sifir Gimel, that if it's 3 fingers by 3 fingers, much smaller than 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, you're allowed to move it. That's if the owner was an ani. And then, since it's not muktzah for the ani who is the owner, it's also not muktzah for the usher, and he can also move it. The Taz writes, Maskana, this heter for the usher, for the item that's not muktzah for the ani, is dafka for an usher that lives in the house of the ani. Sha'azu nigrur acharav. Then the usher is dragged after the ani in the heter. Aval usher da alma usher latalta, but a regular usher from the veldt would be usher to move it. Kevan shemi komakom in a roilo, since it's below his covered level. Shupachos migimot fachma gilot fachim. Now this point of the Taz is not so pashit. If you look at 178 in the back, the Chazanish writes, She'ein ledvarim elu sharish b'gemara. There's no source for this in the Gemara, what the Taz says. Ulamaisa af im eino dar b'beis sa'oni mutilo taltalam. Zata chazan ish. The same way that we say if it belongs to an usher, and it's muksa for the usher, it's muksa for the ani, whether he lives in the house or doesn't live in the house. The same way, lakula, if it belongs to an ani who's the balabayas, it's going to be mutter to an usher, whether he lives in the house or doesn't live in the house, he gets dragged after the heter of the ani. Back to the Mishabur, the last few lines in the Simen. Od Kasu Aposim, the Posim write further. The Masha Posika Mechaber, the Muktzah Balabayas of the Muktzah Lakol. That which the Mechaber tells us, something that's Muktzah Balabayas, the Muktzah for everyone, who Dafka Bedover She'enu Roy Labalo Machmas Griusa Kanal. It's Dafka talking about something that's not fit for the Balabayas because it's below his covet. It's Griusa, it's a lower thing. Avodover She'enu Roy Labalo Machmas Isser, but something that's not fit for the owner. Not because it's a bizayon for the owner, but rather because it's a dvar isser for the owner. Kigon shenodar mikika, for example, he made a neder not to eat this loaf of bread. So lo nasa muktzah b'shvil zeh, that doesn't become muktzah to everyone else because of this. Ho'ol de mutter la'acherim, it's mutter to others to eat. They don't have a neder on the item. V'afu atzmu mutter l'taltalo, and therefore even the one who made the neder, who can't eat it, even he would be allowed to move it. It wouldn't be muktzah. V'im osra al kol ha'ulam, but if he asr the item not only on himself, but he's the owner, so he asr it on everyone in the world, oz osra la kol l'taltalo, then in fact it would make it muktzah for everyone, since nobody has any opportunity to eat it. That would taka be muktzah for everyone. That concludes the very important lengthy simen of Simen Shin Ches. And Ritz Hashem, next time we'll begin the new simen, Simen Tov Shin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.